After 4 years of civil war, the conflict had claimed over 630,000 lives. It was time to begin the long process toward peace and healing. We look back 160 years from the surrender of Lee at Appomattox on this edition of The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
It was April 9, 1865. Generals Grant and Lee met in the McLean home in Appomattox Courthouse, Virginia, to draw up terms of surrender. Doyle Sapp, former chief of education at Appomattox Courthouse National Historical Park, says the terms were kind to the Confederate Army, even allowing the soldiers to retain some personal property.
There's some discussion about whether or not the Confederate artillerymen and cavalrymen can keep their own horses, because unlike the Federal Army, where the horses are government property, a lot of times Confederate soldiers would bring their own horses. And Grant said, well, he won't change the terms as written, but he will direct the people in charge of the surrender that if any soldier claims a horse or a mule, they can keep it so they can take them home for planting.
Although Lee's army was ready and willing to fight further, they accepted what had just taken place.
Most of them are accepting of the fact that they're surrendering. If you were in the Army of Northern Virginia at that time and Robert E. Lee said that you're surrendering. That's how much they thought of Robert E. Lee.
Although we often consider Appomattox the end of the Civil War, it was just the end for Lee's army.
You can look at it as the beginning of the end. Three other Confederate field armies had to surrender. The terms that were offered to them were basically the same terms that were offered here at Appomattox Courthouse. Possibly you could look at it as the beginning of a very long, painful, contentious road to reconciliation, reunification, healing, peace.
Lee became the president of Washington College, later renamed Washington and Lee University. He died in 1870 and is buried in Lexington, Virginia. Traveling the Countryside, in Appomattox Courthouse, Virginia, I'm Andrew McCrae.